Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
What in the hell is wrong with him?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. ESPN 975-9257-803776. Texans, mini camp. JJ was out there. JJ. And
is he a Texans ambassador?
I saw one of the coaches. Who was it? Rod.
Rod Wright.
Rod Wright.
Yeah.
Rod Wright.
He has. I mean, he's a former NFL defensive lineman. Yeah. Played at University of Texas, number 90, if I remember correctly. And, yeah, they got a bunch of former players who are coaches on that team.
Well, he was out there going, hey, that door's still open, JJ. JJ looks like he is not. He is not ready to go back to the – he's not nearly as big as he used to be. He's like a regular person. Not a regular person now. He's still a big dude, but he's not all bowed up like he used to be. So I'm not thinking JJ. But JJ was asked about missing football, and here is what he had to say.
It has nothing to do with the decorations. It has more to do with the day-to-day enjoyment of what you do. I love the game of football. You know, when I was playing, I always said I would never be an analyst. I was like, you'll never, ever catch me doing that. And then I retired and I realized, son of a bitch, I really love this game. Like, I really love football. So I want to be around it. I want to be a part of it. And I love watching these guys at the highest level do what they do. So,
yeah, I just wanted to get a son of a bee in there. That's all. Because the kids aren't on their way to school. The bad kids are. Because they're in summer school.
Bye, bitch.
Bitch.
You just got a bitch. B compilation?
I got three since you want to hear the word so much.
Bye, bitch.
You bitch.
Bitch.
Wow. Kids are headed to summer school.
Stephen A's is the worst. He meant it.
You bitch.
Who was he mad at back then?
I don't know.
Remember? Yeah, he had a feud with, was it?
God, it was bad. Was it Whitlock?
I think it was Whitlock.
I think it was Whitlock. Well, hey, Whitlock is, if you're feuding with somebody, there's a good chance it's Whitlock. Whitlock. Yeah.
Whitlock.
Yeah, it was Whitlock.
Huh?
He called Whitlock.
Yeah. That was an ugly one. Whitlock did not believe anything about his book and doesn't believe he played, but okay.
Stephen A. played. The numbers weren't great. Now, he doesn't believe that an ankle problem kept him from becoming better. And frankly, nor do I.
Right.
No. I'm being honest. I don't care if Stephen A. played a bunch of basketball, did or didn't. That guy makes a ton. He's got a $100 million contract. Oh. He's got a contract.
He's making more than he would have.
He makes more than running backs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He makes more than an NFL, than the best NFL running back, Stephen A. Smith, will make more.
Yeah.
You think he's only getting paid by his ESPN contract?
No,
he's got his own podcast that makes money. He's doing, now he gets on, goes on Fox all the time, which he probably didn't get paid for that. He's got commercials. He goes on General Hospital. Did you know that?
Yeah.
He's a recurring character on General Hospital.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I think he shot someone.
He shot somebody recently.
Yeah. On the show.
On the show, he shot somebody.
Yes. Yes, he's not getting paid to shoot random people in the street.
He's not like a rapper, right?
No, it's going not. He doesn't people. Need a gun to no. add to what he, his
He's going
to
run
his,
for president. He can't be shooting people.
Well, he came out and said he's not sure, but he does want to have a voice in politics. Well, I don't know what that really means.
He's doing
but.
More and more and more political statements. And I could see him running.
He can look at Marco Rubio and say this.
You bitch.
at a debate?
Yeah.
Marco Rubio's going to catch him?
Or
like,
whoever.
Trump says crazy stuff all the time, and at debates it was off the charts.
Yeah.
Stephen A. can match that energy now. He won't necessarily say the craziest stuff, but he's going to say it with his chest out loud, yelling at other people. In primaries, like when you have I assume he'd run as a Democrat. When you have him debating other people, do you understand that there's so many things wrong with what you're saying? Like, he will just go in on everybody super loud.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to stop him.
When did he turn into Tracy Morgan?
I don't know. I am doing Tracy Morgan. I used to do a much better Stephen A. Now it's kind of like Tracy Morgan. Why am I doing Tracy Morgan running for president?
I don't think he's going to run.
Can you put together top five political opponents that Stephen A. Smith will
You bitch.
Call? Who's most likely?
JD's one.
You think he'd call the same vice president that?
Yeah, but he's got to beat him.
And then on the other side, he may call Brisker, J.D. Brisker. Is that his name, J.D. Brisker, the billionaire?
I know Jaquan Brisker.
Not the safety.
Is he running?
Not
as
the
well?
Safety from the you Bears. Not that I know
you
of.
You can't. Actually, he's probably not old enough to run at this point.
Yeah.
Got.
But you got to be over 70 to run, don't you?
No. Well, legally,
Fon's working off our recent.
I think legally it's 35, right? Isn't it? How old do you have
35,
to be?
35.
Yeah.
Yep.
Legally, you have to be 35. Yep. But realistically, you got to be 70 plus.
You know who
old.
Can run? At most Astros. Well, I was going to say they're pitchers, but they're all. Well, Kevin Durant could run.
It's true.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant could run.
Steph could run.
Yeah, I don't know about trading for guys
LeBron
who can run.
LeBron can run?
Yep. You don't want to trade for guys who
I don't know if I
want to
trade for guys who can run for president right now for the Rockets. I know we're younger, but I don't know if I want presidentially elected. Like, Giannis can't run because he's Greek, but that's kind of why I want him. Not because he can't run for president, but because he's
Greek?
Well, the international players are having a moment now. Right. They're pretty good.
They're pretty damn
You tell me I get a
does
chance.
Does SCA count, though? It's Canada. It's
one of our states.
One of our states.
No, they're one of our biggest enemies right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard.
So is
California one of our biggest enemies?
No, they're inside. You can't. Yeah,
so
that's traitors.
Canada. You know what?
No, they're not.
They're not. You
they're
don't know. They're
not.
A sovereign country.
They're kind of our country.
They're not at all.
They don't play for us in the Olympics. The best players. Do not live in the United States.
Yeah, but they're
Jokic, Giannis, SGA.
They play against us in the President's Cup, and they never win. So
well, that's
I mean,
golf,
right? I mean, they're
all
not
they
really,
do is win MVPs.
Really just our little,
who's the last American-born MVP?
It's James.
That is.
James is our last one.
Yeah. Last American-born MVP.
James Harden is the last American-born MVP. We haven't had one since then.
I believe so.
This country's falling apart on
hardwood. SGA.
He's not American born. You can't take him.
Born in Canada. Guess what? He likes maple syrup. It's not called moose blood. It's called something else. It's a – LaShane told me to buy it when I was in Quebec City. It's something like moose blood. It's this red drink that I thought was actual blood because if Canadians are drinking it in Quebec City, I thought, am I buying a bottle of blood? Like, this might actually be blood. He goes, bring me back a couple of... It's not moose blood. What's another big animal?
Canada?
Yeah.
In Canada?
Elk?
Not an elk. It's not elk.
I don't know. I'm just guessing here.
But anyway, he's like, bring me two bottles back. Just put them in your suitcase. I'll pay you back for them. I'm like, what, I'm getting the blood of an animal?
Yeah.
I said, where do I get this? He goes, most liquor stores. Okay. I guess. Are you using this? Did you reduce it? Yeah, it was good. We did shots of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was good. It's a little bit sweet.
So he got red. Off
like
the old granddad.
I was really. Oh, I'd much rather do this elk blood or whatever it's called than old moose blood. No, yeah, whatever it is. I'd much rather do that than old granddad shots.
This is Twitch is right. James Harden does save America one stripper at a time. He really does. And he's an American hero because he's the last American-born MVP.
Yeah.
Other than the SGA.
I mean, Joel Embiid will play for America in the Olympics, but he was born in Cameroon.
Who was born in Cameroon?
Joel Embiid.
Well, yeah, I never count. Yeah, I didn't count him.
Yeah, he got to play for America, but not American.
All these guys have accents. Like, when you listen to them, they all have accents. Like SGA says,
a boot.
You know, like, well, I'm trying to get to the basket over there, y'all. I'm like, I've what did SGA him. Just say?
He's from Toronto, not you Saskatchewan. Want
a goal? Oh, he's not from Saskatchewan?
No.
Oh, you want a goal? I'll take you right to the hole. We can go.
You want a goal? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He was in an episode of Schitt's Creek. No one knows that. But SGA was one of the people who was there.
I don't think you can say
that. You can say anything.
S-C-H-I-T-T. You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a show.
I don't know. He was up.
But we don't say Noah the linebacker.
No,
but we found out.
Oh, Noah K.
But we found out you can say his name.
Yeah. What is it?
It's Nega.
Kanega. Yeah. It's Kanega. Yeah.
Yeah. Kanega.
Yeah. Noah Kanega. Yeah.
Save that for off the air. So yeah.
What do you mean?
So no, the groupies that's
his
can
name. His
cut
name
it
is Noah Kanega.
I think they probably changed
they
the pronunciation.
They probably had to move some stuff around to make sure they could say the name. Yeah.
Because there ain't no A's in it.
Well at the very end. It's a soft Noah.
Yeah. It is a soft Noah.
Soft Noah.
Time to talk about.
I can't believe we lost to Indiana, yeah?
Time to talk about. That's not what SGA says.
We need to get tougher in the paint.
There's a Canadian.
See, that's why I'm talking about SGA.
We need to get tougher in the paint.
He talks like America, okay? He don't talk like them Frenchies. And a guy who really talks like America, my man Kent Jones, okay? He is America, written all over it. Over 1,400 career closings. You're looking for a mortgage. You need a mortgage, especially if you're doing this for the first time. Don't try to do it yourself. You don't know this stuff. Do you have? He's the ultimate hookup for everything. Okay, he's going to set up all of your stuff. It is really tricky out there to get this done, and he knows all of the hacks, and he's going to save you. He has saved our listeners thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Been doing this for 30 years. And, you know, he's going to connect you with the insurance agent, the survey, the title company, all of the things that you know. I walked in and signed all this stuff from all of these different companies, and I was like, I didn't know I had to do this stuff. Yep, got to do this stuff. And you got to pay those people. And he knows the hacks on how to get it to you better, cheaper. He does this every day. You don't know it. It's always better to have a broker. You think a broker, well, it's going to cost me. No, it's actually going to save you. So if you're looking for, you need the ultimate mortgage hookup, I got him for you. That's Kent Jones, all right? 713-520-5626. 713-520-5626 or go to 975loans.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
They're doing a little better early on. The star of the U.S. Open this weekend is going to be Oakmont. 5-inch rough.
They've been here before.
Yeah, they've been here. And
I mean, it's a really tough one, right?
Like, Rory had a practice round this week. He shot 81. And he had to birdie 17 and 18 to do it.
You got a guy who's 3-under after 7.
After 7.
And a guy who no one knows.
J.J. Spahn.
No one knows him.
Well, we know him, but you don't. And Rory is 2-under through 6. Rory was 13 over last week, shot an 81 there this week, and now he's 2-under to start this tournament. We'll see if he can hold on. But he's been playing like crap. Last week was just awful. I think he just wanted to get to Oakmont and play. But he did have a practice round where he shot 81, and he had to birdie 17 and 18 to do it. So we'll see if Rory can do it. My kid, JJ, who's been listening forever, JJ hates me because I don't kowtow to the Longhorns, and I don't pray to the gold to the burn orange guy.
Why don't you? You do know they won the women's college softball.
And
why don't you?
They're going to win the. What is the award for
President's
all-around?
Cup? I know what you mean.
The
Phillips Cup.
Stanford wins it. Texas wins it. I forgot what it's called. That's it.
And everyone goes, doesn't count. It's swimming.
Yes, it does.
It's swimming and diving. No one cares.
Well, no, yeah,
everyone says that. It's called the Phillips Cup, probably.
No, it's some company.
It's like the Executive Cup. No, it's not a company unless they changed the name.
Yeah, they did. It's some company. My kid was in the car for all those B drops you had, Del.
Yeah.
Nice job, Del.
It is the Director's Cup?
The Director's Cup.
That's not a...
Capital. Look, it's now it's sponsored Capital, by Capital One now. It's sponsored by Capital One.
Well, you got to put money into it so somebody can
the
make
Capital
some money.
The Capital One Cup and
How
the Director's Cup.
How is college going to ever make money? How are these players of these universities ever going to make any money?
How are these coaches going to make any money?
You see private equities now involved in Big 12? They are... College football, college athletics is very nervous because now private equity is going to start basically buying universities.
Yeah, but you're going to, there's a limit. They're going to have a, salary cap. So
they're doing this, this private equity that's in Big 12. Well, it's not about salary. First of all, salary cap is irrelevant. They cheated before, they'll cheat again.
Yeah,
that's what's going to make this untenable is you have to pay to the salary cap, which is already causing a lot of problems. And then you're going to have to go over the salary cap, which is going to be deadly for some people. But it's unfortunate. My son has even seen a bunch of cuts over where he is at Bama. They can't drink water.
Yeah.
They can't have water in the building because there's too much water. And I talked to somebody who, an NFL guy who has friends at college, and they told him, oh, no, that's real. They spend over a golf course. Number one, he said, well, at the golf course I'm at, they told us how much money they spend just putting free water on the course. He goes, there's a great chance that, you know, that these universities are spending about, for the athletic department, about $500,000 in water.
Really?
Water. Yeah. That's what it's estimated to be, about $500,000 for a major university, because players get them whenever they want. You know, you have water all over the place. Now, how you're not doing deals with Coca-Cola or whatever for free water, you know, of course, it comes out of Coca-Cola's pockets, I guess. But, you know, Coca-Cola owns a lot of companies that do the water. Mm-hmm. Just do a deal with them. Throw their name up at the official supplier or whatever.
Your son's at Alabama.
Uh-huh.
How much is Kalen DeBoer making?
I don't know.
His first year salary was $10
million. Well, that's a pretty good salary.
It increases to $11.75 in his final year if he makes it. So he signed an 8-year, $87 million contract. You know where you can get your water money from? You know where it'd be easy to get your water money from?
You expect a coach to come out of
pocket? No, I'm just saying, you know what? Including the budget, hey, Kalen, we're only going to give you 9.85
because we've got to pay for private equity.
You buy the coaches some water?
You have the Saudis come in and start buying us water. Saudis buy us water so we can start to tell everyone how great they
are. Budget in the water.
These Saudis are great. They give us water and everything.
These Saudis
don't
are great.
Have any water
they
there,
give us
the
golf
way.
And they give us water.
If there's one thing that Saudis ain't giving us, it's water.
They can buy water.
I think that's
Trust
oil
me,
that they give
they
us.
Could buy enough water to flood an entire state.
Wow.
Just start pouring out bottles until a state floods.
I don't know. It's like buying. It's like
I love the Saudis. They give us golf. They give us water.
No, it's like getting oysters in Nebraska. Where do those oysters come from? Sorry. I'm not getting water from
the
Saudis.
No, you don't have to bring...
I don't know where
it
came from.
You're not shipping it in from a desert. You're just buying pallets of it.
Mm.
They have enough money They have enough money to buy you and make you jump off of a cliff if they gave you enough money. Here you go. Here's your $70 million. Now jump. Yeah.
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 You would jump off a cliff to give your kids $70 million. That's right. So let's get some money for John and let's stream it so that we can make money. Saudis.
Like, I'll accept Rice telling the people they can't buy water.
Oh, yeah.
But if Alabama who's paying
I'm just telling
Nate Oates
no, it's
and Kalen
happening.
DeBoer
it's
combined $18 million a year.
I know Alabama had some stuff. The original place I told you about is another SEC team that's doing this. They're cutting across the board. No, an SEC East team. They are cutting across the board at A&M. Made huge cuts behind the scenes. They have to cut. A&M's already cut.
Vanderbilt's in the SEC East.
What's that?
They are. It's
in the SEC East.
But it's not Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
They are in the SEC East. But
yeah,
it's
I didn't say Vanderbilt. Another team that's in the – oh, well, you think Vanderbilt – yeah. By the way, the dirty little secret is all those academic schools have the most
– the most endowment.
They have the biggest endowments.
Yeah.
And they don't spend it at all.
Right. Rice?
Like, that's one of the beefs with Harvard having that much. Rice doesn't spend. Like, they get all these endowments.
As they're used to.
They get all these endowments from, well, they get them from also from people, you know, from alumni who give them money like, hey.
Or the government.
How about you crank this up?
No, absolutely. All right, we got a break. 827 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Do you want to get in? 713-780-377. It's basically a holiday show.
How often do you say that now?
Well, I mean, it kind of feels like it, doesn't it?
Why?
Because that's his Charlie Pelullo version. When I used to do a show with Charlie, he'd say, well, actually, I wasn't doing a show with him at this time. He goes, well, he'd start a show off with, well, summer's here. The Astros are terrible. Basically, there's nothing to talk about. I opened the refrigerator of sports, look inside, nothing there. So, and my bosses would tell Charlie, hey, you're telling people not to listen to your show for 3 hours, basically.
No, I didn't say that. I said holiday show means it's fun.
Okay.
I'm not saying I think it's fun. I think holidays so Mondays are fun. After doesn't everybody Texans, want to be on holiday?
So Mondays after Texans games aren't holiday shows because there's work to be done?
Well, a lot of times, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there is some Texans to talk on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, you and I are talking about Billy Brown and Aqueduct Plumbing Company.
What if somebody tries to flood you with water?
Okay, if they try to flood me with water, then Billy's going to be here to save me.
And Billy comes out and cleans your drains out.
Yeah, that's what Billy could do. Uh-huh. Billy does that all the time. If your house is flooding, guess what? You got a problem, okay? And Billy's got the solution. All right? He's going to fix them pipes. If your pipes do burst, that sucks. That really, really sucks. But you need somebody. Who are you going to get? You're going to get Billy Brown over at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You know why? Because Aqueduct Plumbing Company is going to come to your home absolutely free and give you the evaluation of what's going on. Other plumbing companies are going to charge you just for showing up. We ain't doing that. Not at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. What we're doing is we're giving you a great, great deal. We're giving you the option to fix whatever it is at a great price. Yeah. Billy is going to take care of you.
Yeah, Billy takes care of. I mean, he takes care of a lot of stuff for you. A lot of things that are going wrong. I didn't tell you one of them. If you need a brand new hot water heater, he's got you taken care of. If you want to switch to a tankless water heater, they will do that for you as well. They also service tankless water heaters. So if you have one and you say, I didn't know that. We've had a tankless water heater for 5 years. Oh, I made that mistake. You need to have him come out. He'll probably have to clean it out for 3 straight times like you did mine. But you need to clean out your lines if you have tankless water heater. We got a guy. And we got somebody to install it or clean it for you. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back, Texans. Let's talk a little bit about the D-line. All right, we've been talking about JJ, wanting to, if JJ would come back or whatever. I don't know if they need JJ right now, if you want to know the truth. You got Danielle Hunter on one side, and you got Will Anderson Jr. on the other. And Danielle Hunter talked about the D-line. And I just saw, I don't know who put it out. PFF might have put it out. They had the Texans as the third-best defense this year.
Yep. That's, I mean, roster-wise. Yeah. Well, I mean, performance-wise last year. They still need to get better against the run. But they still got to cut back on those big play opportunities. But Philly has got to be one, right?
I think I liked it.
I would say it's probably Philly.
Yeah, could be
high impact players across the board.
But okay, so one of the big reasons that the Texans are way up there is that defensive line. Here is Danielle Hunter talking about that D line.
You know, we call ourselves the engine. You know, you got a car, and the car don't move without the engine. So we take pride in like bringing the team on our backs. So we look at this defensive line as the engine of the team.
Yeah. And I will tell you this about Danielle Hunter. He was there with, and he just looks like a big dude right now.
Danielle Hunter does?
Yeah.
Dude, he's yoked.
He is.
He is an impressive physical specimen.
You think you could lift, if you had 2 months, would you be able to lift with him?
No chance.
No.
Not at this stage. He's got a head start. I can't catch him in 2 months. I can't catch him in 2 years. It'd take like 3 years.
3 years you think you can catch him?
Yeah.
Right. I thought 2 months, but okay.
No, you got to be realistic about this.
Ask what here is the question. What did you do this offseason, Daniil?
It's been a good offseason so far. Focused on gaining more strength. Focused on getting better as a football player. Put on 5 pounds of muscle. So that's a plus. Just getting my body ready for the season.
5 pounds of muscle he put on. I don't know that he was able to put on 5 more pounds of muscle. And dude did it. I thought that's going to be really, really hard for him to have more muscle.
Yeah, you had a long-standing belief that he could not put on five more pounds of muscle.
There's no wrong. Chance.
That's a lot of that.
You should apologize, actually.
I should apologize. I need to apologize. Like, he needs to apologize.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
No.
You got a little out of order yourself.
I'm insulting him.
You said
I'm
the man
saying,
could put on 5 pounds.
That it would be, I didn't think it would be possible to put on 5 more pounds of muscle with all the muscle he already had.
So, how many sacks did Will Anderson have last year?
11.
Okay.
7 is first so year, what, 11 last
so
year.
So what Pro Football Focus does is they count, like this is what they do in their stats. They will count touchdowns scored even if there's a penalty that wipes it out, you know, touchdowns against even if there's a penalty that, you know, wipes it out. They allow stats that get wiped out or whatever. So they have Will Anderson with 16 sacks. Now, I knew that his total, usually that's a lot for the total to be off by, you know, 5 additional. But Jared Verse has 8 last year. And I bring this up because I looked up PFF and they've got the top pass rushers. Listen to the era that we're in with pass rushing. Here's how they got him ranked. Myles Garrett, 1. Micah Parsons, 2. TJ Watt, 3. First of all, that's an incredible 1-2-3, but it gets better. Nick Bosa, 4. Aiden Hutchinson, 5, who missed a giant chunk of the season. Of the season. Max Crosby, 6. And Max Crosby is a baller.
Yeah.
He's outstanding.
And he's 6th.
Yeah. Trey Hendrickson is 7th.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson had 17.5 sacks. Jared Verse is 8. Now, I love Jared Verse. I had him winning Defense Rookie of the Year. If you would have listened, he was 10-1 odds. You would have made money if you would have listened to my what I wrote up last year. Now, you would have lost with Caleb Williams if you listened to me for offense last year. Will Anderson, 9. I would put Will Anderson ahead of Jared Verse. And Jared Verse is really, really good. I don't know if I can make an argument right now for Will Anderson ahead of those other guys.
What about?
I think they're all very, very similar. I think you.
What about Daniil? Where's
Khalil Mack is 10. Josh Allen from Jacksonville is 11. Daniil Hunter, 12.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine. Alex Highsmith is 13th. Greg Russo from the Buffalo Bills is 14. He's very quietly a really good player. Jonathan Grenard, 15.
Have you seen any of the Giants preseason offseason workouts?
Uh-uh.
And
they had a fight there, right?
Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Abdul Carter?
Well, I mean, see, I think Kayvon Thibodeau will get moved eventually, but Brian Burns, they obviously – was he a free agent or did they trade for him? I think he was a free agent. That dude's serious. You know, serious off the edge. Brian Burns is 16 here in their rankings. Abdul Carter has tremendous Micah Parsons-type stuff to him. He's got, because he's so fast that he's just going to be too fast for some tackles. And then you mentioned Kayvon Thibodeau. Thibodeau got better last year.
He did.
He was better. He's just a lot of talk. He's a lot to deal with because he talks so much and – and you got Brian Burns, who's a bona fide sack artist.
The Giants got some defense. Problem. Yeah.
If Russell Wilson doesn't screw this thing up,
well, I'll tell you this: this offensive line, the Giants' offensive line, cannot handle these guys. They are all over Russell. Russell Wilson doesn't have a 3 second.
Oh, are they showing like one on ones?
Yeah,
and stuff?
No, yeah. They're showing. Yeah, Russell here. I mean, Russell draws back.
Oh my gosh!
Converged.
Wait, did they hit him?
No. They touched him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, they're not. But it is that is going to be a problem for teams.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I mean, see, I'm always
the Giants unders a lot now.
Play in the games.
Yeah,
yeah. It's going to be probably
their
34.
Offense isn't going to be great.
You're probably looking at about 34.5, 35
Malik,
and a half.
Though, and they got Russell Wilson throwing it to him.
Yeah, great wide receiver. Malik is a special player, but that's why I'm a big believer in like. If I were the Cleveland Browns, I would have sat tight and drafted Abdul Carter. But you got the offer you got from Jacksonville, so you kind of had to make that trade so they could go up and get Travis Hunter. But to me, take a strong pass rusher and add another strong pass rusher. This is one of the best ways. If you're not good on offense, one of the best ways for you to stay in games is be great on defense and have a great pass rush. And you look at the Giants, like that was a no. I had heard, you know, one of the arguments was, well, the Giants shouldn't take Abdul Carter. They've already got Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns. So you can never have enough rush. Rush. Kayvon Thibodeau may get bumped inside to rush from defensive tackle now, where he's too quick for guards. Like, you can never have too much rush. And when the contract comes up for Thibodeau, you just, you know, you let him walk. You get a third round compensatory pick for him, and you move on.
Yep. No, this is gonna be fun watching this pass rush against.
It's hard for me to believe Andrew Van Ginkle is 17th in the league from Wisconsin.
But I'll bet, you know what? Do the Texans have the best combo?
Well, Minnesota's got number 15 and 17, but
the Texans have 9 and 12.
No, Alex. Well, I don't know. Well, Alex Highsmith, they got 3 and 13. That adds up to 16. The Texans add up to 21.
Yeah.
9 and 12. Yeah. Now, I can tell you now, I would put Will and Daniil up against, it's probably slightly below Highsmith and TJ, because TJ is just, he's done it for a long time. He's really, really good. But it's right there with that group. And now you got Khalil Mack, who you just added, along with, he's Chargers. That's right. Jared Verse with the Rams. The Rams have some rush too.
Yeah, I think the Texans are going to have one of the best in the league. We'll see. And the Giants are going to be
the
really good.
The Dolphins now have Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson. Dale was doing this.
Yeah.
That's Chop. That's right. That's Chop.
Yep.
Man, we got some good. This is an era. Now, when I look at their defensive line rankings that they have, PFF, we don't do as well on the interior defensive line.
No.
Houston. And they're not bad players, but I'm like, okay, let's see, 11, 12, 13, 14. Let's see. We're not in the top 19. We're not 20. We're not 20. Yeah, we're not 24. We're not in the top 23.
This is just the interior?
We're now not in the top 29. We're not in the top 30. We're not 31. Yeah, we didn't hit the top 32. Not one player. But who would it be? Who are you going to put in the top 32? Sheldon Rankins? Yeah, we're not top 32.
Oh, that's just individuals.
This individual. A team, I'd like to see it as a team. You looked at it as a team unit, right?
Yeah.
As a team, I'd probably put the Texans in the 20s.
Lower third.
Yeah, I'd probably put them in a 20 somewhere. They're not terrible, but they can rush a little bit.
Yeah, no, they got
got some rush.
They got some inside pressure last year, a little bit.
You're not real big. It's not like you're thumping inside and stacking guys up at the point of attack. Like, that's not happening a lot.
No.
You got a lot of Eagles in here. A lot of Eagles on the defensive interior. Three of them. I mean, it's pretty good when both your starters and a third guy coming off the bench is inside the top 32. Where do you think Jalen Carter is?
Jalen Carter, as far as interior defensive lineman?
Uh-huh.
Third?
He's fifth. I don't buy that.
No.
They got Quinnen Williams fourth, who's really good. Cam Hayward third. Like, Cam can't still be that.
What's the top five?
One is Chris Jones.
Okay.
Two is Dexter Lawrence, who had a great year.
Yeah.
And then three is Cam Hayward. Is Cam Hayward really that good still? He's 35 this year. Is he really still that good, better than Jalen Carter? I mean, I know by the end of the year, very few people wanted, like, Jalen Carter by the end of the year was on a different level, a completely different level.
Yeah, I might put Jalen Carter.
And Jeffrey Simmons is just chilling at number 9. That guy's a nightmare.
I hate Jeffrey Simmons.
I hate seeing, like, no, Jeffrey Simmons versus Juice Scruggs. Here's my invitation of this year. Oh, no, Jeffrey Simmons versus Ed Ingram. Oh, and you can cut all of these Dells so that I can use them depending on who starts. Oh, no, not Jeffrey Simmons versus Titus Howard. No, Jeffrey Simmons has got Jarrett Patterson.
What about Jake
Andrews?
Oh,
no, Lakin Tomlinson, Jeffrey Simmons.
Jake Andrews.
Who?
Jake Andrews.
Oh, Jake Andrews has no chance against Jeffrey Simmons.
No.
I think I've covered all of the beatings that he'll get.
Tavondre Sweat?
I know. Tavondre plays with. Tavondre didn't hit don't think Tavondre hit this list. And Tavondre Sweat was a mismatch. Tavondre Sweat's got to be in here somewhere. Yeah, there he is, 26th. Dude, Tavondre Sweat and Jeffrey Simmons, if I could buy stock in somebody this year, I'll buy it with those two guys. Tavondre Sweat, if he doesn't come in at 400, which is no guarantee, Tavondre Sweat is a monster when he wants to be.
Apparently, one of the stories yesterday, I saw a podcast, Cody and Landry, they were talking about, Juice Scruggs is just holding the bag now. He's not getting reps. He's just holding the pad, the blocking pad.
Well, if you didn't, I mean, okay.
Yeah, I mean, along with Austin Deculus.
Well, that's not great to be out there with Austin Deculus, the practice squad guy who was drafted in the seventh round. I'm a meritocracy guy. If you're not good enough, you know, it's one thing if you're just kind of holding the line a little bit for you were not good enough across that front. All jobs are open for business.
Yeah.
I mean, Titus is obviously going to have a job. But to me, every single job should be open for competition. Every single one. It wasn't good enough. And frankly, Juice Scruggs has been very, very underwhelming when he has played.
He, Ladarius Henderson.
He's with Ladarius and Deculus.
And Deculus.
Yeah. That's not good for a second-round pick.
That's not a good look. You better work on it before camp comes.
Back-to-back. Juice. Just think about this. Back-to-back Kenyon Green. This has been Nick's problem. Kenyon Green 1 year. And Juice Scruggs the next year. I mean, I hate to put Juice in that category, but the way you're positioning it, that's not great.
Nope, it's not great. All right, you know what is great? Give me the VIN.com. That's what's great. John Clay Wolf. You know what's great? John Clay Wolf giving away $25,000 every month. John Clay Wolf is awesome. You know what? He doesn't have to do this. He doesn't have to just give away $25,000. Nobody has to do that. But John Clay Wolf is doing it. You're looking for the best way to just get some free money? Just go to the website, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. And John Clay Wolf, you got a chance. All you have to do is sign up. All right, you're going to get 250 entries into the hopper when you sign up. If you sell him your car, you get 1,000 entries into the hopper. John Clay Wolf says, look, I'm just giving away money. I'm going to give away $250,000 this year, 10 months of $25,000. It's awesome. Why not take advantage of it? Why not go to givemethevin.com? And then, oh, by the way, when you're going to sell your car, you sell it to John Clay Wolf because he's going to give you more for it. Otherwise, if he can't beat CarMax, he's going to give you $100. So what do you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. So all you need to do is go to givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com. Take advantage of this $25,000 giveaway and take advantage of John Clay Wolf when you sell your car. Get more for your car at givemethevin.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, the top five defenses in the NFL, according to ML Football. Philadelphia, Dallas, Houston, Baltimore, Kansas City. Okay. Mm-hmm. A little love for the Texans. I love that. That is great. And a picture of Stingley. Derek Stingley did say... He said, yeah, there's a lot of crazy on our defense. And I can get crazy, too. Nah, no, you can't, Derek. You're not a crazy, wild and
Wait,
crazy
I
guy.
I can get crazy. What is he talking about?
I don't know. He said, yeah, we got a lot of crazy. There's a lot of crazy on our defense.
No.
Now with C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
They say Stingley is like.
He's so quiet.
By himself, yeah. That's my jam.
I can get crazy, too. No, you can't.
So the Nick Chubb we had, I don't think that's the same sound that I, where he said. He didn't say where I knew I was with the right place because these guys, when I got here, I didn't know why I was going to the Tech. I wasn't sure why the Texans would want me, but when I got here, I saw that all they do is work and they don't talk, and that's what I do. He goes, and that's how I knew I was in the right place because I just work. I don't talk. And I was like, Coach Ryan's got this.
He loves that.
Got it right.
Except you got CJ Gardner.
You got to have one guy.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you also have Azeez Al-Shaair. Starting fights on Instagram, not really starting fights, but making sure that he gets it popping on Instagram for fighting people on the sideline. Like he's a little extra. That's okay. As long as your baseline, as long as the head coach has control of the locker room and it's his the personality he wants, which D'Amico has, not just about the right guys. Not just about the right. We got a lot of the right guys all over the place, except the interior trenches.
Yeah, on both sides of the ball.
On both sides of the ball.
On both sides of the ball. Tell, did you see what Mike McDaniel had to say about Zach Wilson?
No.
You can, he said, he looks awful because of what he's been through. He looks like a guy that's been through some ship, he said.
Well, that was the calling card for McDaniel when he had to take over for Flores. Hey, Flores put Tua through a lot of crap. You got to rebuild this guy.
Yeah.
So now he's got to, I guess, do it for the backup quarterback. So he likes a project. I'm sure Zach Wilson, after he stops throwing pick sixes to Willie Gay in practice, that's a real thing,
yeah.
Will be better than Skylar Thompson because it's hard not to be.
Yeah, I don't know. Is Zach Wilson going to be better than Skylar Thompson?
I think
Thompson?
He'll be because Skylar
sure
Thompson couldn't even snap a football
I don't think
without.
That's accurate.
You didn't watch enough Skylar Thompson to know. Mm. I watched Skylar Thompson bobble snaps, not be able to get the first read.
He was a
in
fool.
Panic.
He was a damn fool. He was a sorry people.
he was one of the sorry people.
He was. Well, Zach Wilson is also.
He was with Sean Payton right last year, and now he's with. And now I've seen. Let's put it this way: I've seen Zach Wilson win a couple football games. Skylar Thompson's got one of those on
his
resume.
The Texans, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I've seen him win. I've seen him win some games. Skylar Thompson's got one, and it was a 9-6 game.
9-6 games count too.
Sure,
He got there. He drove him down the field three times, or maybe the defense.
There was like a personal foul penalty that set the Dolphins up for field goal to win. Yeah, so it's not really him driving down the field.
Well, kind of. You don't know.
So, yes, Zach Wilson, not good. Skylar Thompson, worse.
Yeah. Okay.
No, Skylar Thompson's really as bad as it's
going to
be.
Mike McDaniel knows some ship now.
Skylar Thompson's one of the
ship looks
listen,
like.
They got Skylar Thompson on that team. That's one of the worst. Like, that guy wasn't even remotely draftable to me, and he had to start for the Dolphins.
In a playoff game that they nearly won, but not because of him.
Yeah. Yeah, I like when coaches say, man, he's awful because he's been through a lot of ship.
Hey, it's trauma. Zach Wilson's gone through football trauma.
Yeah, he really, well, he brought a little bit of himself.
Sure, playing for the Jets doesn't help.
No. That never helps. That never helps playing for the Jets. Yeah, 713-780-3776 is the number to call. John, are you going to the Wu-Tang concert this weekend with Lance and Dell? No, I'm
Wu-Tang
not.
Wu-Tang is for the kids.
Yeah.
Actually.
But Metallica is playing this weekend, too.
I got my tickets for Amo and the Sniffers October 15th.
Yeah?
At White Oak. Yeah. She's Australian. Well, the band is Australian. Punk. Really good. I'll show you a little video. I don't think you'd throw her in prison.
You think she'd be
but
not
she's
guilty?
Like Australian. So she's like rough. Like, the Australian people are rough people.
Yeah, they are. They're tough. Yeah.
Yeah, they're rough people. They're like the they're like the New Jersey.
Well, if you fight kangaroos.
And they're rough. And I think the New Zealanders are they classier than the Australians? I don't know how that goes down. I don't know.
Would Australians say the New Zealanders are classier?
I don't know who the classier ones are. Zealanders or the Australians?
No,
John, you've got golfers. Who are typically the more classy golfers, Australians or New Zealanders?
Probably New Zealanders. Yeah, probably New Zealanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Fly to the Conchords. They were from New Zealand, and they were kind of class. They were.
G'day.
There's some rough ones in New Zealand, too, now.
Yeah. We got a break. John Chill on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't you go anywhere. Listen, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything when Houston Powder Coaters is involved because they'll pick it up and deliver it absolutely free. Whatever it is that you need powder coated, whatever it is that you want to look new, whatever it is that you feel like, man, I need this saved, okay? Boat parts, car parts, outdoor patio furniture, and that's for the most part. They do a lot of that. And so they're experts. And not only can they can they powder coat it, but they can fix it. They can fix the straps and the slats and all the different S's that they do. Their workmanship is second to none. They've got 5-star Google reviews. They've been in business forever. They know what they're doing. Robin is awesome. She is going to take care of you. The different colors that you can make, if you want to be your favorite team, you can make it orange and blue, or you can make it red, or you can make it burnt orange or maroon or whatever it is whatever color that you're looking for. And you want that stuff to be cool, and you want to show we want to fly your colors. Houston Powder Coaters. Tell Robin that you heard it right here. Send her a picture of your stuff, and she'll tell you whether or not she can save it. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.